Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And welcome back, Mind Food Radio. Well, Aztec fashion, that's an interesting term, Michael. What's that all about?
Oh, come on. When I get here every morning to do this show, you're always got your Aztecs on.
I know. Look, you know, Carolyn's always got some interesting topics. There's so many different terms with fashion today, though.
I know. I've never heard of Aztec. Is that a whole lot of pattern? Welcome to the show, Carolyn.
Hi, thank you.
What on earth does that mean?
Well, actually, funny enough, in fashion right now, that whole sort of Aztec looks quite big, actually. You know, there's a lot of sort of, you know, craft and a lot of jewellery, a lot of embroidery and colour coming into garments and that sort of really folky feel. So, but, you know, with that South American twist, a lot of people are out there now wearing ponchos over jeans. And
funny you should say that. That's what Michael's worn in today to the studio, a poncho.
Love a poncho.
I haven't worn a colourful poncho.
Love a handmade crocheted poncho.
A Reba.
On a growing man.
Oh,
are you serious? So is that what we're going to see people walking around on in the streets?
Yeah, if you go into high street stores now, you know, Just Jeans and all those places, it's all it's all in the racks already.
Wow.
And is it colourful? Is it all different colours?
Yeah, what's
it
the colour palette for that?
Some of it's just like bright green and with a bit of, it's not sort of actually, to be honest, it's not sort of like a patchwork quilt on your back sort of thing. It's more, and maybe in two colourways, but that sort of whole, you know, happy poncho look is definitely, you know, part of the look at the moment.
So where do you go from there? Once you buy a poncho, what do you put with it?
We're not sure where to go with that. Do you have to get a camel or something?
No, well, it's definitely very relaxed look. You know, you're thinking your jeans and your shorts and stuff like that. You're not, it's not sort of, you know, going to the office look at all. But I guess, you know, we're sort of looking at doing a bit of an aesthetic look in the next issue, but it's actually, we wouldn't really call it fashion. It's more of a historical look at festive costumes from Cusco in Peru, and also traditional dress, which actually a lot, you still see a lot of traditional dress worn today in day-to-day life in Cusco.
They love a headgear, don't they, the Aztecs?
I guess they do. I don't know much about Aztecs and myself.
But
the we've got is from Peru, and it's been shot by Mario Destino, and he's an incredible photographer, very well known. He was born in Peru, but he's got this fantastic career. He's now based in London, and he shoots for all the top magazines, British, American, and French Vogue, and Vanity Fair over the years. And he does a lot of haute couture fashion work, works a lot with Anna Wintour, and in fact, apparently, he even photographed her passport photo.
That's hilarious.
Her passport photo.
Imagine Mario Testini shooting your passport photo. That's
funny you should say that. A camera's arrived here today. Michael's got that sitting here. He said, I need a new passport photo.
Yeah, Ben Starr, Mario Testini. But those images that we've got are absolutely extraordinary, and it's linked to an exhibition he's doing there, isn't it?
It is. The photographic essay is called Alta Moda, which translated means high fashion. So sort of his play on the words high fashion, because that's normally what he's shooting, and this is fashion from, you know, some of the highest regions, the mountains of Peru, and what the people of Cusco actually wear, and it's a tribute to his homeland. And he has set up this exhibition foundation called art centre called Mate in Lima, which houses a large collection of his photography as well as other Peruvian artists. And so this exhibition is currently on there now, and it's 28 large-scale photographs that he's taken in Peru.
The thing is, the story and the images are coming up in the July issue, which goes on sale in June, but they're absolutely beautiful. We've got very excited, haven't we, in the office to...
Because it's, you know, not many people can get access to these images, so the fact that Mind Food's managed to get these images is such a coup.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, we've been chatting today with Carolyn Enting there and Aztec Fashion Shoot. Of course, for more details, you can go on to mindfood.com. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.